Well, I'd like to welcome Ernie Shepherd. Ernie is the lead vocalist for a band known as Trial by Fire. Ernie, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for joining us. And I got to tell you again, I love this name, Trial by Fire. I think it's just such a great story. I'm a longtime fan of the original band, but I'm going to let you kind of break the story for us all and tell us a little bit about its history and what brought you to this fantastic name.
Oh, man. Well, thanks first off for having me. It's an honor to be on your show. The name Trial by Fire is actually the last studio record that Steve Perry, the original vocalist for Journey, is on. It was his very last appearance as a member of Journey. And when I started the band, I wanted to honor that version of Journey, the classic rock 80s, 70s and 80s Journey that was the most popular. So I thought a good way to do that would be to use the name of their last studio album. And also, there's another thing about that is that's the only studio album Journey's ever released where there wasn't a tour that went with it. So I like to think that our tour is the tour that never happened. We're getting a chance to do the Trial by Fire tour. It just makes it special for me because it gives me that connection to that time and place when Journey was so big in my life.
Yeah, I have to say Journey was big in my life too. I grew up in Northern California, so I remember, you know, all that time very well. And certainly Lights is one of my favorite songs. But you guys are performing here in the Northern Virginia area at the Tally Ho Theater. And the show actually is Saturday, June 4th. So coming up at 8:30.
Yep.
And you're gonna sing all these songs.
I don't know how long of a show they want us to do, but typically we do anywhere between 90 minutes and a little bit over 2 hours. It really does depend on the audience and how much they want to go. But I can guarantee you, if it was a Journey staple, a Journey hit, you're going to hear it Saturday night.
That's great. You know, I really love talking to bands that are doing cover. You know, sometimes cover gets a kind of a different wrap to it. I have seen the videos of you guys, and it is a talented group of musicians that you're bringing along with you. Tell us a little bit about the band.
Well, let me tell you know, people like to say great things about me, and I appreciate it. But honestly, without these four guys on stage with me, nobody would buy one ticket. And it really is a great band is what makes it all possible. On drums, we have Dan Ross, who's been playing basically his whole life, at least 30 years. And Scotty Jordan on lead guitar. His nickname is the Jukebox. You name it, he can play it. The guy's just amazing, amazing. And he is just honored to be in a tribute band. You've got to really zone in on the sounds and stylings of the people you're doing a performance to. And I can only imagine how hard it must be to dial in the Neil Sean sound, the Journey guitar sound. I don't want to forget, you know, we got a great keyboard player who covers both the Greg Raleigh era and the Jonathan Cain era on keys. He also plays Hammond B3 on stage. So it really gives you that soulful blues sound that Journey had in the late 70s. And on bass, we have Rich Barefoot. I forgot to mention Don McRae is the keyboard player. I want to give him the props that he deserves. But on bass guitar, we have Rich Barefoot. And Rich is not only the bass player, but he's also what we call our master of harmonies. And if you are a Journey fan, you know that the background vocals are just as important as the lead vocals. And Rich is the guy that makes sure we all got our part right. So you need somebody like that in the band. So without these four guys, I mean, I would be a wreck. I'd be on stage panicking. So I'm grateful to have them because I can relax now and just do what I love to do and know that everything's going to fall into place. And you can't do that without a great team.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. I love to give props to these guys, too, because I think it really matters that the sound comes through. And I know that you kind of touched on this idea of kind of a soulful era of Journey. I know a little bit about you, and I know that you're very influenced by kind of the different soul, you know, kind of music that has come along. I read about you that you're a fan of Sam Cooke, and who else has influenced you?
Well, first off, I just have to say Sam Cooke again because I love him so much. But
yeah.
I mean, think of that Motown era. But let's go back a little further. I loved Elvis Presley. I grew up in a household where the Sun records were played all the time. And early Elvis, before he became a movie star, and he was just a guy who wanted to sing his heart out and do what he loved to do. But then it goes to the Motown era with Marvin Gaye. And then how about the Soul Stacks era with Otis Redding and Wilson Pickett, all these great singers, Sam and Dave. Just great musicians and vocalists that just gave everything they could at the performance. And when I hear Journey, that's what I hear in Steve Perry, is a singer that just lets his heart open wide open and just give everything he's got, every chance he's got. And when I stand on that stage, that's what I have in my mind, is I get a chance now to be, in my mind, a great soul singer. I get to reach out to people and tell the story. And that's important to me. It's not just singing songs, it's telling the story, making them feel the emotions of these very powerful songs. It's just such an honor.
Yeah, I get a sense that the music really does matter to you. Do you come from a musical family?
No, actually, well, my father was a singer before me, but he was, you know, he never really did anything with it. He was raised in a time, you know, he was raised in the late 40s and 50s. And you know, it was a time of war where you had to really just, it was a different time. You had to make a living and make sure that food was on the table. And there wasn't a lot of time for dreams. But I got to watch him dream with his record collection. He would put on records every Friday and Saturday night. He would just sing along with his record collection. And I saw that the passion in him, and I think it's part of what infused it in me. I wanted to take what he had done and go as far as I could with it. And because I had the ability to do that, I didn't have to fear for putting food on a table. I got to just live the dream as hard as I could. And, you know, it takes a lot of hard work to get onto a stage and have people want to see you play. I'm just grateful I get a chance to do that.
Well, tell us a little bit about the show visually. You know, we get a sense musically, but talk a little bit about the stage. Tell us a little bit about what we can come to expect. I'll be there that we're going to have some sing-alongs. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to have our lighters. I'm talking about real lighters, not like mobile phone lighters.
That's funny you mentioned that. It's like we're living this new era now where I have to ask people to put on their flashlights on their phone for lights instead of raise up your lighters, because No one has lighters anymore.
Yeah, right.
At least we get the flashlight app and not the lighter app.
Yeah,
it's a little bit better, but it makes a pretty scene. You touched on something that's very important. Journey shows, our show, it's not just us on stage with people watching. It's interactive. We know that these are songs that people have had in their hearts for many, many years, and they know the words, and they're not afraid to get involved. So we do encourage, especially on the big, big songs, where I'll just shut up sometimes and let the audience sing it. And it's just a beautiful sound. Because at that moment, we're all invested. We're all at that same point in that night. And that's what makes it special, you know, that we're all there and we're all participating. It just brings us all together. For me, it's like rock and roll church. It's the best thing. As for the stage, you know, there are some other bands out there that kind of try to copy the exact look of the band that they're tributing. I would have to say we don't exactly adhere to that. We don't want people to think it's 1981. Again, I touch on the fact that we wanted to be doing the Trial by Fire tour. So we had to use some imagination as to what that would look like. You know, what would the costuming have been? And Journey was never really famous for costuming to begin with. I do like to wear the tuxedo jacket that Steve Perry wore. It's my tip of the hat to him, because I just think right now the current singer of Journey, he doesn't wear one. And it would be weird if he did, because he's not Steve Perry. He's the new guy. So since no one's wearing the tailcoat right now, I figure I would do my part to try and keep the Perry image alive and well. And I got god awful long hair that I got to take care of. It's all part of the show, you know, but you'll definitely see a guitar player given 100%. And that's what you get from Neil Sean. You'll definitely see a huge keyboard rig. You can expect no less. It's just a wonderful stage show. And also the thing that I hear most is it's high energy. It's not five guys standing on a stage waiting for the time to end. It's five guys on stage having the time of their lives. And we just want to draw the rest of the people in on it, because it's a party and everybody's invited.
Well, as I say, Ernie, I watched the YouTube videos. I close my eyes and you have that voice. You have that style. You have that exact kind of feel. And I wonder, were you ever tempted to, because you kind of alluded to the kind of the current lead singer of the band, and that's Arnel Pineda for everybody. And I'm wondering, you know, his story is so famous because of YouTube. Were you ever tempted to try your hand at that competition and kind of make your way there?
Well, let me tell you, first off, my hat is off to Arnel Pineda, and I could not think of a better guy for the job. What a great story he has. What a hard life he's had.
Mm-hmm.
If you could think of one guy who deserves to have the fantasy job, there isn't a person out there who should say anything bad about Arnel. I wish him the best, and I hope that he has many years being successful.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, I was not singing Journey. when Neil Sean was looking for a singer. I had such a respect and awe for Steve Perry. I didn't think anybody could sing as well as he, and there should only be one singer for Johnny, and his name is Steve Perry, and if he's not going to do it, then we at least got our DVDs and our records. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't even think about it. It was Arnold Panetta that actually helped me decide that it's okay for me to put together a band and go out there and play Journey. Because if Journey has someone else doing it, then why can't I do it? You know, so I was not a Journey guy back then. I was a huge fan, but I wasn't even considering trying his songs for 2 hours. And that's another story. How I figured out I could do it was one day I just went and auditioned for a band and sang Don't Stop Believing. And they thought, wow, you sound just like the guy from Journey. And I said, wow, that's a pretty big honor. Again, that's another seed that kind of got us to where we are. But had I been doing it and Neil had called me, wow, you would have heard me yell Yahoo from my house in Charlotte, North Carolina. So perhaps when I know that I want to do it anymore, Neil will give me a call. I would be honored to carry on the legacy that is Journey. But until Arnell is, until he doesn't want to do it anymore, and I do nothing but honor and respect the work that he does.
Oh, that's great. Well said, Ernie. Thank you for that. I agree. I think that it's a wonderful story. Yeah. So, but I'll tell you, your voice is every bit as good and strong, and that sound is there. That Steve Perry sound is there, Ernie. So I think it's going to be a great show. I know it will. You know, it is tough to make it as a musician. I always like to ask this question. I don't mean it as a negative question in any way, but tell us a little bit about kind of a day in your life. Are you a full-time musician? Are you teaching? Are you making a living at this? And tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, of course. The band is my primary source of income. I also teach vocal lessons, so that's another source of income. I manage the band and also handle all our merchandise. So being in this band is full-time. We just recently signed with an entertainment agency. So up until the new year, all the way up till December, I was handling all the booking aspects and travel arrangements of the band. So I was a very busy guy for the last 7 years. And now I've got a little bit more free time. So I'm trying to figure out what to do with myself. And I'll tell you the truth. I don't know what to do. I spend some time at the gym. I talk with our fan base. Man, our fan base, I don't know if it was a mistake or not, but on Facebook, I answer every message personally.
Yeah.
And I have 3,000 people who want to talk to me sometimes on a daily basis. So sometimes that can be time consuming. I live a simple life. I enjoy it very much. But yeah, I always tell people I'm built to be in a band on the road. And I decompress Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday and take care of my vocal students and our band stuff that needs to be taken care of. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I'm back at it. So it's sort of like just when you're about to relax, you got to get back out there. And it's a little different than being in, say, a band like Journey, where everything's taken care of for you. I mean, a good example is we don't usually have the tour bus. So sometimes we'll get one vehicle and all get in it together. And sometimes we'll carpool. Sometimes two guys will go with one guy and two guys will go with the other guy. And you're taking turns driving and stuff.
Well, we are glad you're doing it. I noticed on your Facebook page, too, and that's the Trial by Fire Facebook page. You can find Ernie there. I was impressed to see you have a mention that you will, in fact, respond usually within an hour. I thought that was very impressive.
Well, you know, without people attending these shows, there are no shows. And a lot of, once you make it, you don't think like that any longer. People that are in successful bands, they start to, unfortunately, take their fans for granted. I see our people, I like to call them fans. I call them the friends of the band. The friends of the band are the reason why we get to do this. They take their hard-earned money, and we all know money is not as easy to come by as it used to be, and they buy a ticket, and they buy a T-shirt, and they support what we do. So to not get back to them as fast as possible, I just want them to know how important they are to us. And that's just one way I can do it.
That's great. We'll put a link to the Facebook page where you can interact directly with Ernie. Ernie, I noticed that on the Facebook page, you're actually having a contest to win some free tickets. We'll put a link to that, too. You want to tell us a little bit about the contest to win some free tickets to the Tally Ho Theater this Saturday?
You know, I when I put the contest together, I said, oh, maybe I should make it trivia. Maybe I should. I said, you know something? How about we just make it really simple? I'm going to pick somebody at random But basically, to get into the contest, all you have to do is say you're planning on coming to the show and name your favorite Journey song and why. And then I'm going to, tomorrow at noon, I'm going to put all the names in a hat, per se, and pick out a name and let them know that they've won 2 free tickets that they can pick up at the Tally Ho the night of the show. It's just another way of saying thank you to folks that are interested in seeing the show.
Well, that's great. We will, of course, link to all of that. Your message is heard loud and clear, and we're gonna share it far and wide. And again, for everybody, Trial by Fire. We have been talking with Ernie Shepherd. Ernie is the lead singer for the Trial by Fire Journey Tribute Band. They're going to be in the Leesburg, Virginia area at the Tally Ho Theater. And that's coming up this weekend, the 4th of June, Saturday at 8:30. We'll have links to where you can get the tickets. Everybody's going to be there primed to share some time with you, Ernie. Anything else you want to tell us about before we kind of let you go?
Well, I just want to say, if you do make plans to come out to see the show Saturday night, doors open at 7:30. But if you do come out, I promise you it'll be a fantastic time. It's a family-friendly event. All ages are welcome. Journey, one of the things I love about them is it's a clean act. It's a wholesome act. So you don't have to worry about, you know, anyone on stage cursing or saying something that'll make you uncomfortable around your kids or grandkids. It's a good family event, something to do with the whole family. Journey's that way, we're that way. And so if you've got nothing to do or you want to just have a great old time, please come out and join us. We really would appreciate it.
That's a great point to make. I know that the Tally Ho really encourages that, and nice to hear that you do too. We'll make a special point of emphasizing that, Ernie, and thank you very much for your time today. This is going to be exciting. Tribute to Journey, Trial by Fire. Ernie, thanks again, and we will look for you Saturday, June 4th at the Tally Ho Theater.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate letting me be on your show.
Of course. Thanks again, Ernie.
Thank you so much, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.